We are in a Siyo Shalom on Shavuos. We are in the first piece, Shin Lamed Daled, our last shir of Shana Aleph 5782. Shavuos, Ma'amar Rishon, Itzumo Shel Yom. Itzumo Shel Yom. Let's learn a little about Shavuos. Go into Matan Torah. No'olam Hashem Devarcha Nitzav Bashamay. Itzav Asor HaKadoshim, the Asor HaKadoshim say, that just like the Torah itself is eternal, kach kabbalata Torah hi nitzchit. So too is the receiving of the Torah, the Kabbalah's Torah. It's an eternal concept, an eternal reality. Shebekol shana v'shana yish bayom hazeh kabbalata Torah mechudeshet. Every single year, on Shavuos, there's a brand new Kabbalah's Torah. We're about to walk into, not chas v'shalom, a remembrance of Shavuos, a commemoration of Kabbalah's Torah. Come this Motzei Shabbos, we're walking into the Kabbalat HaTorah that's happening this year, that happens every year. And that's when we say in Tefillah, we say in Kiddush, it's Zman Matan Torotenu, the time of Kabbalah's Torah. It's actually happening. Ein perusho shenikva ka'ein zecher liyom shebo natan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu et HaTorah ba'avar. The perush of this isn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a remembrance of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah at some point in the past. Ela b'kol shana b'shana, every single year, HaChag HaKadosh Hazeh Hu Zman Matan Toratenu Ha'idna. Every year, it's Zman Matan Toratenu right now. And Shavuos, we receive the Torah. Uvo Yordim HaHe'arot Shel Kabbalat HaTorah. And on that day, on Shavuos night, comes out the light of Kabbalah's HaTorah. Melachen, and therefore, Af Al Pi Shebetzet Yisrael Mimitzrayim Hayayom Matan Torah B'Zayin Sivan. Even though according to opinions in the Gemara, and here he's quoting the Magen Avraham, that at the time of Matan Torah, when we were actually in the desert, when we actually received the Torah as a nation, that was on Zion Sivan, 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim in that year, turned out to be the seventh day of Sivan, not the sixth. Mikol makom mikre yom vav v'sivan zman matan toratenu. We still call the sixth day of Sivan zman matan toratenu. How can that be? It's not. We received it on the seventh, not the sixth. How can we say that on the sixth? Because we're not talking about what happened. We're talking about what is happening. Right now, the sixth of Sivan is Zman Matan Toratenu. Kiena kavana la yom shnitna bo az haTorah. We're not talking about the Torah, the day the Torah was given. Ela lizman bo mechudeshet bechol shana. The fact that every year anew, the Torah is given. Nitna Torah lefi adora shana v'nefesh. Every single year, the Torah comes down into the world. A brand new reality of Torah comes into the world. That's specifically correlated to the times that we live in, the generation that's receiving it, and the souls of Klal Yisrael, us, that are going to receive that Torah. A new reality of Torah comes down on Shavuot every single year. That's the Torah of us. The Torah for us that we need to lighten up our souls, to connect us with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to help explain our avodah. That whole new level, that whole new layer, that whole new light of Torah comes out on Shavuos night. Ukitita me'arizal, as the Arizal says in the Pasuk, Moshe yidaber, v'alokim yarenu bekol. The pshat of the Pasuk is that Moshe would speak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would respond in a voice. Moshe diber lokativ. It doesn't say Moshe diber in past tense. Moshe yidaber. In the Pasuk of Matan Torah says, Moshe yidaber. Moshe will speak. Says the Ariza, Remez l'itchadshut kabbalat haTorah shebekol shana, that Moshe Rabbeinu will speak the Torah every year. Every year Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us a whole new layer of Torah, a whole new reality of Torah, that shayach to me, that shayach to you, that shayach to us, our time, our generation, our souls, for our avodah in this world. U'kishem sheyoredet bayom hazeh ha'he'ara shel etzem matan Torah. And just like on Shavuos, that's when the light of the essence of Matan Torah comes out. Kach yordim gam kol hagiluyim shehayu bekabbalat haTorah. So too, all the revelations that happened in Kabbalah's haTorah come out again on Shavuos night. If we listen carefully, we can hear the kolot, the brakim. We can hear the sights. We can see the thunder. We can experience Kabbalah Satorah is happening all around us on Shavuos night. All of these aspects of Kabbalah Satorah, they're all eternal. And we have a tradition that when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, when he would learn Torah with his students, Hayu shomim kodem lachem et hakolot v'habrakim hayu b'kabalat haTorah. When the students of the Baal Shem Tov would learn, hear Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, before he would start speaking, they would start to see the thunder and the lightning and hear it, because they were mamish being mekabel the Torah. And every time the Baal Shem Tov would speak to them, mamish was kabalat haTorah all over again. Ulefize gama pechina shedarshu chazal shal hei ta'anit. Ala pasuk tse'ena ureena benot Zion b'melech shlomo b'atara she'atra lo imo b'yom chatunato zematan Torah. That means so too, like it says in Tanit, based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that the phrase in Shir HaShirim, yom chatunato, the day of the wedding, that is matan Torah, says the Gemara in Tanit. Gam b'chol shana v'shana kayim b'yom hakadosh hazeh chag shavuot b'chinat yom chatunato. Every single one of us. Every single one of us is Motzei Shabbos. Every single one of us, Shavuos night. And we as Klal Yisrael as a whole, we're going back under Har Sinai and we're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the ketubah of his Torah. V'nei, v'yom chatunato yishkam b'chinat v'yitin maseit kiyad ha-melech. So too, on the day of the wedding, mamish, it's like when the king gets married, all the treasure troves are open. Anything anybody wants, the king just wants to give everybody whatever they want. When the king gets married, it's tremendous. So too on Shavuos night. Shebiyom chatunatono tanamelch matanot bli gvul. That on the day that the king gets married, he gives gifts without any, no end, whatever you want. Omnam yesh ani sheasagotav ketanot meod. You can have a poor person, and their grasp of a poor person is very small. And even though this poor person, mamish, on the day of the wedding, he knows he needs, so he goes and he pushes and he shoves and he slides through and he gets there and he mamish gets to the king. What does he do? He gets to the king. He says, "Please, I'm dying. I just need a little bit of food. Please, a little bit of food." And everybody who's standing there by the king, so they all laugh at this poor person. He pushes his way and he gets to the king on the day of the wedding. He mamishes, throws himself at his feet, says, "Please, I'm starving, just a little bit of bread." And everybody's laughing at him. Katnut ka'ela atam vakesh me'amelech. That's something that small, that's all you're going to ask for from the king? Hare be'yotcha kan, v'yicholtcha levakesh ha'melech ya'ashirotcha, osher rav v'tiga'el l'gamri anotecha. You're at the king's feet. Don't ask him for bread. Don't ask him for a meal. Ask him for enough money that you can feed yourself for a lifetime. Your mom is at the feet of the king. You can ask him for anything. Don't be so small-minded to ask him for a meal. Don't think of the moment. Think of the long term. Think of the big picture. Ask him for enough wealth that you can actually sustain a family, sustain a life. Ask him for enough money that you can feed yourself for a lifetime. Umayin chamevakesh pat lechem great, and all you're asking for is bread. Al derech ze beyom matan Torah shu yom chatunato, on the day of matan Torah, the day of the wedding. Habakashat shricha liyot v'asienu Hashem Elokeinu et berkat moadecha. Like it says in the text of the Shemona Esrei. V'asienu. Hasienu means load us up. Load us up with the bracha of the moed. Don't give me a little bit, I want a lot. I don't want a little bit of bracha, I want tremendous bracha. I don't want a little bit of insight, I want tremendous insight. It's a bracha shel chag haShavuot. Shivi yikrav temincha chadasha laHashem. Before we get there, that the koach of what we can do on Shavuos night, there's a whole new Torah coming down. There's a whole new Torah. All of us, wherever we are, dafka heroes, we wrap up the year in Israel, Shana Aleph in seminary, Shana Aleph in yeshiva, but by all of us, wherever we are, we've been learning and we've been learning and we've been learning and we've been learning. Here, Baruch Hashem, you were zocha to have hours and hours and hours of Torah a day. Everybody else, whether it's a Seder in the morning, a Seder in the afternoon, longer, shorter, whatever it is, anybody who's listening now has been spending time learning Torah over the last year. You all dafka had the tremendous opportunity of a whole year in seminary. And you received a Torah. You're about to walk into Shavuos night. You're about to walk into a whole new reality outside of the boundaries of seminary, outside of the boundaries of college, graduate school, whatever people are up to in life. We're about to walk into the next stage, into the summer months, into a brand new year on that level. We're about to receive a brand new Torah, the Torah of the life that comes next. Torah milashon hora'ah. The Torah is a guidebook. How do I act and live as a Jew in this next year of life? How do I face the Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we learned in Derech Hashem, that Avod Hashem is just facing a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do I face God in this new world I'm allowed to walk out into? How do I serve God every moment of the day? How do I connect to God, have dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do I mitaken myself and mitaken the world? It's all coming down on Shavuos night. And as we stand there on Shavuos night, each one of us, wherever we're at, as you all stand there, many of you nervous about what's coming next. You stand there at the day of the wedding with the king. Don't ask to have koach to stay up until Nate's at 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask for a good Shavuos. Don't ask for a safe flight home. Ask for everything. Ask to be makabel kol haTorah kula. Ask for the chizuk to be able to have twice as many seders as you thought you were going to have in the coming year. Ask for the koach to be able to learn twice as much Torah over the summer. Three times, four times as much Torah. To have the more ruchnius, to feel dveikus, to feel connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't limit yourself in what you're asking. Ask for geula. Ask to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Ask to be connected to Torah your whole life. Don't be an ani who asks for one meal. I know it sometimes feels like an ani when you get these meals. I understand that. Right? Those are over too. Right? Don't be an ani and ask for a meal. Ask for a lifetime of Torah and Avodah Hashem. The gates are open. The king just wants to give. And he wants to give dafka the Torah, dafka on this night. So mamish, ask for it. Daven for it. Cry for it. 50 days we've been working for this. In the course of a year that we've been working for this. To mamish yivakabal the Torah. Ask for everything. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do is give. And he says even further, again emphasizing this point, what is Shavuos? What happens on Shavuos? We dafka bring a korban, and the korban that the Torah defines is a mincha chadasha, a brand new korban. Mincha shel hichadshut. It doesn't mean a mincha chadasha is a nisivo shalom. Not bring a new korban. Bring a korban of newness. Bring a korban of hichadshus. There's a brand new life, a brand new Torah, a brand new reality coming out. Every source, I mean, it's in Nigla and Nistar everywhere. Also the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu estakol b'araito v'ara oma mabipas rav rata olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazes into the Torah and creates the world. There's a new Torah coming out. And if there's a new Torah coming out, there's a whole new world coming out on Shavuos night. Because the Torah is the blueprint of the world. A whole new reality of Avodas Hashem. A whole new reality of Talmud Torah. A whole new reality of Tefillah, of Chesed, of Dveikus, of Kirva LaHashem. It's all coming out. It's a reality of hischadshus. Sheitchadesh la'adam echer lechalot lecholatim. We can mamish become a whole new person. I can become a whole new ovedet Hashem. V'gamim lo kiyem et kabbalat haTorah shel hashana kodemet. And let's say I didn't mamish fulfill the Kabbalah of Torah last year. Shetiyeh kabbalat haTorah chadasha b'vchinat b'yom chatunato. That this Kabbalah of Torah. I mean, think of where you were last year. Everybody in different places. What your Kabbalah Satorah was like, what your Shavuos was like. For some of you, maybe you learned. For some of you, maybe you learned a lot. For some of you, maybe you went to a lot of shuls and ate a lot, but didn't learn anything. Right? There's a, whatever your last Shavuos was, that was your Kabbalah Satorah of last year. All the hanging out, the eating, the chilling, the Lashon Hara, the schmoozing, that was all last year. This year you sit here, wherever it is that you're going to have your Shavuos night. It's a whole new Kabbalah Satorah. It's a whole new Kabbalah of a whole new Torah. And this is the beginning of a whole new reality with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bifchinat Yom Chatunato. K'mamar Chazal, as Chazal say, ala katuv, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marasha Kilat Yaakov. Moshe commanded us the Torah. It was an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov. It says, al tikrei morasha ela me'orasa. It's our engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our binding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah is. The Torah binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu shatarak doshat shuchal liyot etzel yudi b'vchinat erusim v'nisuin. Then we learn Torah, we're mamish, binding ourselves. We're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we learn, when we connect to this new Torah, it binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we're in a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the goal of the Torah, that's what the Torah is all about. Right? Folds in everything we've talked about over the course of the year. Everything we've emphasized. We always talk about the Kodesh HaKodeshim. In the Kodesh HaKodeshim, in Divrei HaYamim, it refers to the Kodesh HaKodeshim as the Cheder HaMitot. It's the bedroom where the husband and wife unite and become one. And in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, what unites those two Kruvim? What's beneath them that unites them? The Aron, the Luchot, the Torah. That's the context, the framework of the bond between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What we're receiving is the guidelines of how to bond ourselves, bind ourselves, connect, become one with the Kodesh Baruch. That's what we're receiving on Shavuos night. Next paragraph. Od haya begiluyim agdolim shel ma'amar kabbalat haTorah kedita b'medrash. Also in the tremendous giluyim that come out at Kabbalah haTorah, it says in the Medrash, she Yisrael nit'alu az l'b'chinat malachim, that all of Klal Yisrael Matan Torah, they mamish raised themselves up, they elevated to the level of malachim. As it says in Tehillim, ani amarti elokim atem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are elokim, you are godly. When were we godly? When we mamish became like malachim at Matan Torah. We were elevated on a ruchni level, to the level of being like malachim on Matan Torah. Uvnei alyon kulchem. V'arav HaKadosh Rav Baruch Mibeshbesh, amar al ma'amar Chazal. The Rebbe Mimezbech said, based on this, what it says in Chazal, "Shekol dibor v'dibor sheyatzam ipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chazru Yisrael l'achoreihem yud bet mil." Famous Gemara, that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at Matan Torah, that we would mamish get thrown back, and our souls would leave our bodies. Migodel ha'pachad b'shom'im ipi HaGvorah, because of the tremendous shaking of hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak. And then the malachim came and they grabbed our souls and they put them back into our bodies. Because without us, there's no malachim. That's also Derech Hashem. Right? We're the ikar of all of creation. Everything else only exists for us. And if we cease to exist, everything ceases to exist, including the malachim. And so the second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and it was such an overwhelming experience, and our souls, mamish, elevated and left our bodies, and the malachim freaked out and they ran down and they shoved our souls back inside. Every dibor v'dibor. He says, though, reading this, it says the Rav Mibezbech. No. Al tikre yidudin ela yidadun. Shetza'ak ha-Rav. Eich he'izu malachei ha-sharet likarev el ha-gufim ha-kadoshim shel Yisrael. Kefi shayu bezman matan Torah. He said, what do they mean? They ran out. Why did they run out? They just wanted to be able to touch our bodies. The malachim, when they saw how elevated we were, that we were receiving the Torah, just to be able to touch the kedusha of our bodies, let alone our neshamas, when we're on that level, was so tremendous. That was all that they wanted. And then he went even further and said, "Yidadun hu milashon dad, v'hainu shekol yinikat hamalachim, hayu mehavodah shel Yisrael." That he said that it's milashon dad, meaning to nurse or to get sustenance, meaning that the whole sustenance of the malachim, like we just said a second ago, where's all of the sustenance of the malachim come? Where does the life of the malachim come from? It comes from us, only from the fact that we exist. V'kasher parchan nishmatan shel Yisrael, and when our souls left our bodies, netzar kol ha-shefa be'olamot alinim, the whole shefa, all the bestowal, everything stopped, all of reality stopped, once our souls left our bodies. V'ayu ha-malachim muchrachim lachzir et Yisrael l'makom, like we said, and then the malachim needed to come and return our souls, because if not, they would cease to exist. Their whole life force comes from us. Sheyish l'ilmod me'asheila v'atshuva hazo ve'ezer darga ha-gvoha hayu Yisrael be'et kabbalat ha-Torah. We need to understand from this, to take out from this, the tremendous loftiness on the level of our bodies, the level of our souls, how high we were on at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. Ukidita Shekvar Hayara Oiliot Azatikuna Gamor. And as it's brought down that Mamash could have fixed the whole world, we could have gone back to Gan Eden at that moment of Matan Torah. That's how high we're, that's how far it went. And that's, again, I don't know if that's where he's going or where he's going to swing back around to it, but that's what we have the opportunity to experience on Shavuos night. To mamash elevate ourselves up to that level. To feel that closeness. To feel that spiritual upliftment. 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer, a whole year of learning Torah. 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer. We've been working to get there, and we're elevating ourselves up mamash like Malachim on the night of Shavuos. Next paragraph. Ukimokim. Haya b'kabalat haTorah, so too in Kabbalat haTorah, shniftichu kol zayin harakim, all seven heavens opened up, all seven layers of Shemayim opened up on the night of Shavuos. V'chol ha'teomot v'ra'u ha'kol she'enod milvado, and the whole world opens up, and everything sees that there's nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shamru Chazal, as Chazal say, it's brought down in Rashi and Devarim, al ha'pasuk, ata horeita ladat, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim ein od milvado. You were shown in order to know that Hashem is God. There is nothing else. There's nothing else. That's what we saw at Matan Torah. That level of clarity. As one of my mentors put it at the time, Ein Od Milvado. That if you look around the world and you see an Od, you see anything else? No, it's an Ein. It doesn't. It doesn't exist. It's not significant. Ein Od Milvado. There's no Od. There's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we saw with clarity the oneness of God, the unity of God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. Umikevan shevekol shana v'shana, chozrim umitgalim kol agiluyim shayu be'et Kabbalat HaTorah. And since every single year again, all the revelations of Kabbalah HaTorah come back out. Hari bevadai skulat hayom hazeh, the skula of this day, the skula of Shavuos night. Lahagia le'ata horeit ladat, we can, if we work for it, can achieve that level of seeing in order to know. Ki Hashem Elokim ein od milvado, the oneness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing but God. Shezoha madrega hagdola biyoter yisrael yehudi, this is the greatest thing by a Jew. To be able to see that, to know that, that's the goal. To get to the place of connecting with the fact that there's just God. That God is everything. That everything is all going towards God. We're all meant to get back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing that matters is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing that gives life is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole end game is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all playing out right here. The oneness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the whole goal of what we want to see. Okay, to eat as it says in the Medrash, Shemosh Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu B'yom Petzirato, on the day he died, Amar, Ribono Shel Olam, he said to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the Universe, Davar echar ani mevakesh mimcha sheyivaku kol ha'sharim shebashamayim u'teomot v'yiru she'ein zulatecha. I have one thing to ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Open up all the gates and show the whole world that there's nothing but you. That's all Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. At the end, on his deathbed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just show them with clarity. All they just need to know. They just need to see one. Just let them see. There's nothing but you. U'kemo she'amar, Pa'amechad Maran HaKadosh Mikuvrin, as one time the Rav Mikuvrin said, Shebekol ha'yamim ha'noraim bikesh rak davar echad, that all the yamim ha'noraim, he would only ask for one thing. Shiftechu kol zayin ha'rekin v'yiru ha'kol she'enon milvado. That's all he cared about, that's all he wanted. Just show the whole world, show the whole world that's all there is you. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu were to do that, there'd be no more avoda. If we knew that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we saw a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the face, then there would be no more avoda. There'd be no more bechira. Because once you see God, you can't go against God. There's no choice anymore. But for each one of us, Tamamish Davin, Shavuos night, let me see you with clarity. Let me see, let the seven heavens open up over my head. And let me see you with clarity, because once I see you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can't serve anything else. I can't do anything else. Then my whole life is committed to you. All I just need is a taste of that emes, a taste of that clarity. And I only want that because all I want to do is serve you. Okay, Adua Sipur, as the famous story of the Rav HaKadosh Miberditchev, the Berditchever, Shepamachat Hir Ish Olamot B'Tfilato, he mamish shook the heavens with his tefillah on Chag HaShavuot. V'ad Shetza'ak, to the point where he yelled out, Abba Rechima'i, Hitra'e Eleinu Kemosh Niglet L'Avotinu Bar Sinai. He turned up to the skies, he yelled out, please, Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on us and show us, reveal yourself to us like you did at Bar Sinai. Please, Abba, please, Tati, reveal yourself to us. V'imshich b'tfilato, the madregot ilayot kelapidesh nimamish kept davening and davening like a pillar of fire. Ad shet sa'ak bekol, until he mamish screamed out, and ro'im elokim chayim, we see God, we see God. Vahayulo az giloyim noraim, and he had such tremendous revelations in that moment. Asher lav kol mol chasavilda, things that we couldn't even begin to understand. Vimki Ashike Anu Anan Uvechashucha Sharinan. As many of you in between asked, similar to this. Okay, but who are we? And we're in darkness, we can't see like that. He says, No. Haregam lefi erkenu, each one of us on our level. Shayach inyan ze shelatar reteladat. Every single one of us on the level that we're at can be Zochan Shavuos. To you have been shown in order to know that I am God, there is nothing else. Every one of us on our own level. Every one of us in our personal Kabbalah Satorah. Ukamamara Katuv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, turn your eyes toward the heavens and see who created everything. Top of the next column. To see the koach of the pol and the nifal. See the koach, the strength, that the source of everything that happens, he's the source of everything. Every breath that I take comes from him. Every movement in the world, every action in the world, it all comes from him. To see that everything that happens in reality, it's all just coming from you. V'shemikol abriyah, nakir v'nir'eh et borei kol ha'olamot, kol ha'olamim, neged einenu tamid, and that the whole bria, the whole world, should be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything, it should be clear to our eyes. Asher zo me'ein ha'bechina shel ata horeit ladat ki Hashem Elohim. That's a taste of what it means to see, to understand in a deep way, to look at the world and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life and gives the koach to everything that exists. That's a level of Hashem Elohim enod mevado. V'sheyikuyam banu kema'amar harav HaKadosh mirujin. And that it should be true of us, that which the Rav Mirujin said, Ribono shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mochaleni lecha olam hazeh, mochaleni lecha olam haba, uvilvad sheta'ir et ha'inayim shelo lihitalech kebehema alei admut. He said, Ribono shel olam, I'll give up this world and I'll give up the next world. Just give me the eyes to see, to walk around the world be'emes, and not walk around like an animal in this world, but to walk around upright like a human being and see the emes of reality, that you're here to see you in everything, to connect to you. I'll give up Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Just let me see you. Just let me see you. De'im eino ro'eh mi bara kol eila, because if we don't see who created everything, if we don't see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all things, sheish devarim hamastirim ba'ado shelo yir'eh, hareu b'vchinat suma chashuv kemeit. He's bringing out here that there's an aspect, it's a sad thing, and without getting into the shot of it, that a person who's blind, that there's an aspect of death by someone who's blind, because they're not living life in the same way. So what does he say here? How do we understand that on a deeper level? That a person who's blind to the truth of reality, a person who's blind and only sees with physical eyes, who's blinded with their spiritual eyesight, chashuv kemeis, they're mamish walking dead. Look around the world. People who walk around and they walk around as purely physical beings, they're chashuv kemeis. They're walking and they're living and they're breathing, but they're mamash not alive. What does it mean to live? Who's alive? When I see with ruchni eyes, when I see the emes of reality, when I see beyond the veil of the physical world to the emes of the spiritual world that exists underneath. That's life. That's real life. V'ita v'sfar makadoshim b'sefer HaKadosh divrot Shlomo sheba ila v'chad me'anshav. That one time, one of this Talmidim came to the Rebbe, and he was saying to him, please, like he was complaining to him. He was crying to him that all he wants is but he's too busy with his work. He has such a difficult life, and his work is so oppressive. He's like, I have so much going on, I can't. And all I want to do is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm so busy with all the stuff I have to do just to keep myself going, just to make a livelihood. And that's why I'm so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yishivo, he says back to him, so the Rebbe said back to him, Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And all of reality, it's mamish like nothing. It's like the head of a pin. It's nothing before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. All of reality is nothing compared to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How could you tell me that because you're so busy with this world, which is nothing, you can't see the infinite that's everything? What does it take? Opening up our eyes. Opening up our eyes to see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamish, guiding everything, in everything, with us. Guiding us in life, guiding us through the Torah, connecting to us through the Torah. Open up our eyes to see. I mean, that's what's coming next, right? That's what's coming next. We're about to step outside. We're about to step outside, those of us who are here. Step outside. I always use the same terminology, because to me, I think it's helpful. For those, I mean, relating to those who are in seminary right now, right? That you're in seminary, I say like the womb of Torah. That's how I think I like to think about it. It's like the womb of Torah. There are a lot of people who say like, no, seminary is the height of your Torah learning and your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's a very, very sad way of looking at it. Nobody should peak at the age of 17, 18, 19, 20. That's not the peak of your Avodas Hashem. That's really sad if that's true. No. And I see a tafka lehefech. Olam olam afuch ra'iti. Shana Aleph, that's the womb. That's where you're sitting there, you didn't do anything. They take care of you. Like the umbilical cord, they mamish, they feed you, they take care of you, they give you what you need, they take care of everything that you could want. They give you also on a spiritual level. You mamish them kola Torah kula in the womb. This is the womb. Life is not meant for the womb. The womb is meant to prepare you for life. And we're about to go out into life. We're about to be birthed into the real world. And it's not the real world like people say on the flip side. No, this is not real. This isn't the real world. And they say like, no, in the real world, it's not so easy and you can't learn as much and there's a lot of things that are pulling at you and it's so hard. Yeah, that's true, but that's not the point. No, look at everything you've received this year. You're about to be birthed into the real world, and the idea is to be able to take everything into that. If you choose to apply everything that you've learned over the last year, you start to take it from potential to actual. To bring it out in a real way. To live Torah in a real way. Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 days and 40 nights on Har Sinai, doesn't eat, doesn't drink, everything's taken care of, sits there and learns Torah. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech raid, now go back down. You don't stay on Har Sinai. Buddhists stay up on the mountain. Priests pretend to stay celibate. That's the idea. Well, we don't stay. There's none of that going on. Go into the world. You go into the world. We live Torah in reality. Because Torah is the basis of reality and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in reality. And the goal is to live and learn Torah. To live and breathe Torah. To be Torah. In the reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That's the whole inyan. We take our last step on Shavuos night up to the top of the mountain in Har Sinai to grab that Torah. And yeah, it's a few days later, schlep it right down into the world. And live it. To see godliness. To let the seven heavens open up to see Him and then to see Him in the world. To draw it down. Draw the Torah down into the world. Draw the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into the world. That's the Avodah. That's what it's all about. That's the whole inyan. Last paragraph. V'yoma kigarim. And the day of Shavuos, any day that we're in, the day causes the reality. The day gives birth to that reality. Hayom hazeh bo yordim ka'amor hagluyim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On this day comes down all of the revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one of us needs to dig deep and find in our soul. And to feel in our whole being, each one according to our level. Bichinat, a level of Ata Horeta Ladaat. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Enod Mevado. You have been shown in order to know that I am God, there is nothing else. And through that to be zoche to mamesh ahischadshus, a whole new reality, a whole new Torah, a whole new year of life of Torah. Uviyom chatunato, And on the day of the wedding, this day of the wedding of Shavuos, Mivakesh ish yudi me'Hashem yibrach davar echad, to ask God for one thing. Shelo yihyeh einei ani v'suma. Don't let me be a poor person. Don't let me be poor where it counts. If I were a rich girl, right? Don't be poor where it counts. I actually listened. Don't be poor where it counts. Be rich. I want to be rich in Torah. I want to be rich in Avodas Hashem. I want to be rich in all the things that matter in life. Whether I have more money or less money doesn't matter. Whether I have more physical means or less physical means doesn't matter. Whether I have zero cars, one car, two cars, or three cars doesn't matter. Whether I have a nice little Pesach Seder with my family in my home in Eretz Yisrael or on a cruise ship somewhere out in the ocean, it doesn't matter. The question is, am I rich where it counts? Am I an usher where it counts? Do I have osher where it counts? Dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu on Shavuos night. I don't want to be poor. I want the emes of what's meaningful in this world. I want ruchnius. I want Torah. I want dveikus. I want connection. V'lo yesuma. I don't want to be blind anymore. I don't want to go back into the world and look at the world tomorrow. And I don't want to see the physicality of the world. I want to see the ruchnius. When I sit down, I don't want to see food. I want to see a bracha. When I wake up in the morning and go to my closet, I don't want to see different colors and styles of outfits. I want to see an opportunity to dress like a Bas Yisrael and to be able to go and put in my right arm first into my left arm, or my right shoe first into my left shoe, to dafka do it bekavan in the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Then when I walk into a base medrash, I don't see a bunch of physical books that are closed to me, but a world of emes and ruchnius that's open to me. Please let me see. V'sheyetze mima'asar ha'tzimtzum shehu kalubo, and let me out of this confining cage that I live in, where I can't see, where I'm poor, where I'm not living. Asher kol davar pa'ut mastir ba'ado et or alokut, where everything is cutting off the light for me. No. That I'm zocha to the light of this day of Shavuos. Ladat ki Hashem hu Elokim, ein od milvado. What better words to leave off the seminary you're on? Hashem hu Elokim, ein od milvado. This is what it's all about. It's so powerful to come to Shavuos, to conclude on Shavuos like this. I've mentioned it a couple of times already, just in this zman, not to end thinking that I've accomplished Torah, but to end with being zochet to be mekabel the Torah, having worked a whole year that now I can receive the Torah, a Torah which goes out into the world, out into life, to live it mamish. This Shavuos night, daven. This Shavuos day, daven. However you're doing Shavuos, daven. Daven for clarity. Daven for Torah. Daven for dveikus. Daven for eyes. Daven for spirituality. Daven for chizuk. Daven to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, and daven to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life, wherever we go. Because that's what Torah is really about. That's the emes of what Torah is. It's the guidebook designed for me, in my life, where I am, right now, wherever that is, to connect to meet with, to develop my relationship with, to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that I'm doing. B'shach Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should be able to truly open ourselves up to receive the brand new aspect of Torah that's coming out this Shavuos night, that we should mamish take it in, that we should bond with it, and through that bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take that and hold it, cradle it inside of us. When I'm zochet to get hagba, I sit there. And like, so you get to hold up the Torah and then you go and sit down. And when I sit there, I just take a moment. And if I look a little weird, fine, okay. I look weird all the time. It's okay. And I sit there, and when I'm holding onto the Sefer Torah, I sit there and I hold it close like I'm holding a child. And I'm like, I just want to be close to the Torah. I'm schus to be able to hold the Torah. How could I not hold it tight? We're all getting the Torah on Shavuos night. We should be zochet to be able to take it inside, to hold it tight, cradle it, hold it, cherish it, love it. Daven to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with clarity. And through that, to be able, wherever we are and whoever we are, but to take it on to the next stage of life and to live that Torah as a Torah of life, a Torah that gives life, and to eventually bring us to eternal life. Bezrat Hashem by all of us.